live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Friday edition of Cash Flow. I'm John Stettmiller.
And this is James Martinez in Beverly Hills, California. How you doing, John?
You know, I never know if you're there when I come on air, but I never have to worry about it after I say that.
I know you I can sense, like, is he going to be there this time? I've been here every time.
I know. I trust that now. Well, until Monday.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea what's going on today.
Did you take a media fast from the television at all?
I just did a spot check of the markets today.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know. Bad.
Well, yeah, and of course there's no other news except political news. Who's shooting people? Going postal on people at schools, and
right.
You know, things of that nature. And Britney Spears, of course, we got to have a heavy dose of Britney Spears.
Oh, got to, yeah. Got to. It's part of our diet out here, you know.
Well, at least they did the autopsy on Heath Ledger. You know, now we can
right.
have done with that. The mystery is over there.
Right, right.
He took a mouthful of stuff and it killed him. Okay, kill that story until the next story comes up of wasting everybody's time. And I'm not saying, folks,
exactly.
don't misunderstand me here. You know, am I sorry to see somebody, a promising actor like Heath Ledger, check off the planet? Well, of course. But is that national news that needs to be ground in your face day after day after day after day? I don't think so.
I couldn't agree with you more. The guy's been dead for a while. Everybody knows it was a drug-related issue. It's far more complicated than people ever thought. His whole image has changed. Done. Thank you. Can we go on to the next thing?
Yeah. Exactly.
Thing, you know what I mean? And this Britney Spears thing. I'm always I'm using this as a tool, I'm sure you are too, of how it's a sign of how complacent we are, the public is, of keep going for that garbage. You know what I mean?
Well,
allowing it, paying yeah. attention to it while other important matters are happening on. There's like a million times more important than that, you know?
Well, keep something in mind, too. I mean, it's the daily prescription of brain numbitis.
Right. There you go.
For a lot of people that they enjoy that. They would much rather live in a fantasy land than deal with reality. There's a lot of people mm-hmm. whistling through the graveyards.
Another thing I saw yesterday evening, right after the news, Capital One's come out with a completely new, innovative... I don't know if it's innovative, but it's definitely different type of credit card now that is this is going to change everything again and lead people down further paths of destruction. I am saying that now based upon all the behavior modalities and the addictions of you using credit cards, and now they're going to take credit cards and make them interactive so that now when you order your credit card, you can order it with the digital stills of your choice on the card. So now your card will be personalized with your picture on it, and decorations. And I just saw this yesterday. I'm like, what a brilliant idea for them to just make a ton of more money. People are going to be ordering these like crazy because it's an identity piece. You can put whatever picture you want up on there and on your credit card, and now you're going to be using it like that. A whole different thing than what people presume. Not a little small one. The whole entire card.
I saw a new card out, by the way, I forget the black guy that's doing the introduction for the card. But it is a straight-up, not a debit card. Well, it's a debit card if you put money in your account. That's a new one I just saw hit. And it seems like I remember hearing somebody had that idea to bring that to market, but it looks like they missed their mark. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children, and for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655. 213-7655.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Well, 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 I cannot ignore this. By the way, James, I just heard the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the commercial?
Oh, sure, of course.
It sounds to me like you're in a hot tub and you're being massaged by beautiful ladies while you're doing that commercial. Why do I get that mental impression?
Because the impression that I'm trying to create is the altering of people's relationship and concept of money and how they relate emotions to money, especially debt. Because debt is a lower... depressive, negative, fearful.
Sandpaperish.
Yes,
so you come
reality.
Up with this velvet
yes.
opposite.
Yes,
one. Then it
yes.
worked. Then it worked.
Then, but John, I've got to let you know this, and I want to announce this to everybody. This thing with the Capital One coming out with this new type of credit card is a totally, completely historical. It's totally dangerous for all the younger gaming, texting, digitized young people. They're all going to get this card because it will be a signature piece to when they open up their wallet. They can put any picture on their one. I saw how it's done. You do it online. You take your digital still. You put it on the card. You apply for the card. Then when you get your card, now it's a completely different reality in somebody's mind when they use their card. This is so dangerous because what's going to happen is all the students that are coming out now, this is going to be a new fashion trend. I saw it on TV yesterday. It's an absolute disaster for people out there right now because all the young people that are in students and so forth are going to get these cards just to have them. More, I mean, it's not enough to do incentives, giving percentages to get people to buy stuff. But now because that's not working, because our economy is going down, nobody has any money, we can't, you know, can't do anything.
Sure.
What now? They're going to come in as an identity piece, a fashion piece. Now it's a fashion frame for sure. Now,
well,
a totally different thing than I've ever seen.
And that is, it has to be targeted at the young market, because the people I know, you ask one person, do you like your picture on your driver's license? They'll always tell you, no, it's a horrible picture.
Exactly, right.
So this is absolutely targeted toward the younger market.
Yeah, really dangerous. I saw it. People, all the kids are going to go for it immediately, because now it's like, here, look at my card. Look at your card. Well, I want a card. How can I get a card? That type of thing. That's what's going to happen. And all those kids are going to go down. Because it all, I mean, the whole the game is still the same. The APRs, all the deals that they set up, but this thing I'm predicting is going to be an absolute. All the other cards are going to follow suit in some form or another. But this is the first time I've ever seen that with a credit card company do that.
It is. I must admit, it is a very slick marketing campaign.
Yep. Absolutely.
I mean, they know their market well, don't they?
Absolutely.
Go after the young minds. Mold them, as Mr. Rockefeller once said. Their minds are of clay, and we need to mold them. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, suppose for a moment that you thought it was foolish for the United States government to pay interest on its own money. What a thought, huh? Or say that you thought the whole matter of interest, which requires inflation in order to service the debt, was a bad idea from the get-go. And maybe, just maybe, those boys that invented algebra were also into something with Islamic Sharia banking rules. Now, what do you think would happen? Well, while we don't know his thoughts on the former, the Archbishop of Canterbury has given the banksters a poke with his commend about the benefits of adopting some aspects of Islamic banking. He had simply suggested a not-for-profit banking or abolition of interest. It probably would have gotten as much press, and I'm just waiting for the bankers to come out and say, well, the Archbishop of Canterbury's headquarters is Al-Qaeda, and we've got to bomb it. You know,
right, exactly.
I mean, gee, what a simple little solution to the banking problem we have in this country, that everything that we do every day of our lives involves an international private corporation known as the International Gangster Banksters. And their members, their club members, the 12 federal banks inside of this country. This is kind of striking, because, folks, are you sitting down? This is what banking used to be like, that you deposited your money. They held on to your money. When you wanted your money, you went to the bank and got some of your money. It was nothing but a big, oversized strong box. That's what it was. And people did business at the bank for other reasons, of course. But guess what? That money, that bank, the idea of a bank, wasn't an interest-generating profit center, so to speak, the way you see it now. Mm-hmm. And when you have unrestricted people dipping their little hands in the till every single day, amazed at the fact that people haven't caught on what banking used to be about, as I just aforementioned here, that it used to be a repository for your savings. And a lot of people do not know that when banks first started out, that's exactly what they were. People and money in this country, folks, yes, it used to be redeemable in gold and silver. And people, the bankers a long time ago, discovered that people that were putting their valuables in their banks, and they were issuing these receipts. That's what money, paper money, used to be. Literally a physical receipt for your assets on deposit in their bank. One day, the bankers figured out that, wait a minute, these people aren't coming back for their goodies. We just keep issuing these receipts for their deposit, their valuables here. And they figured out, well, why should we leave this stash of valuable stuff just laying around? Hence the start of the modern banking that you see now.
There we go. Beginning of the end.
Based on greed, avariciousness, a government that doesn't want to protect its people, doesn't want to watch what these people are doing or what they're doing to the country. Folks, let me tell you something. Here's a flash for you. I can put this very simply and succinctly in a couple of sentences. We would not have monetary problems in this country right now if we had honest banking. End of story. That's the whole thing in the crux. I just said it to you.
It's pretty easy, isn't it? It's pretty easy for us to do that. But what do you think with the rest of people, if you could just get to that point? Oh, okay. But to this day, to me, it sounds completely, totally simple and completely succinctly. You put it right there. Boom. Done. But for the rest of the public, I don't know why that won't go through.
They don't. Well, you know, it's like, I don't know. I can't even think of a proper analogy for that. I guess, well, let me ask you this, James. Do you have any memories of your first day on Earth? Do you have any memories of your mother giving birth to you?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, neither do I. And that's what banking and finances and economics are to people
that's
in this
country.
It's like the first day they were born, they were stupid, they didn't know nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we just take the bottle out. Okay, deposit this. Okay, fine.
Right, there you go. There you go. So, and that's it. And folks, I mean, the absolute abject pain and misery that has been inflicted upon people. And folks, let's be honest here. It's been a two-way street. There have been people out there using the services of our wonderful bankers, our benevolent little bankers. You know, it takes two to tango, as they used to say. And that's part of the trap, that you can live, you can get what you want. And I want you to pay particular attention to the credit card commercials that you're seeing now. James, they're not even fooling around. They're going straight to the heart of the matter of what is the driving force behind credit cards. You get what you want right now.
It's amazing to me. You can watch the news, and it's like, you know, economic crash, bad news, bad. And then wait till the commercial, and then you have a kind of a digitized, automated behavior response commercial.
It's automatic.
You're turning it into a robot, I mean, with the exception of the New Capital one. And they're doing it in the same 30-minute spread as they just talked about with, you know, the anchors on CNN saying we're in the worst financial shape ever. Yet they're using the banks are advertising like everything's great. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's just and I'll tell you, James, they are crafty. They understand the position that people are in, and they know full well how we got here with our credit card debt.
That's right.
But now they're striking right at the heart of their main thrust, their core reasons for their advertising, and that's for you to get that credit card, to start charging on it, to run up those balances so these people can make scads of money off of the dreams that they help create for you, the images. And as I always refer to
the images.
As the Madison Avenue types, the people that have a product or a dream, that you buy a certain product or you do a certain thing, and you know what? You're going to be right up to speed. You're going to be right there with everybody else. And it's the most amazing thing I have ever seen. You know, the communists used to knock capitalism. And I saw their reasons for doing it, and they were absolutely 100% correct. And they said that, you know what? All we have to do is sit back and we'll watch these. And I don't like the word capitalist. That was invented by the communist. You know, I don't like ist or isms. But they knew. They knew human nature. You know, it isn't something that's been locked up in a box that nobody knew about, of greed and avarice and everything else. They completely understood where an unchecked market system through the present modern-day banking, they knew exactly where it was going to lead. And they said that, well, these countries will destroy themselves using this funny money. Mm-hmm. They knew human nature.
Right. It's like when John, when I was, I grew up internationally. And when I went to high school, there was nothing in the content of economics or history or anything having to do with how this country was formed. The Federal Reserve was never talked about. And I'm not saying that just to say that. It never was. I really didn't have a clue until I got into big trouble myself in college. It was not explained to me at all. And that in itself, that it's not really in the I remember going through the textbooks and stuff, and there was barely, if anything, there. They'll say what it is, but they don't say who it is and what it really is, ever.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the credit card consumer debt a little bit on the other side of this break, and Well, we've got some news about our wonderful front runner in the GOP, Mr. McCain. Bless his little POW hole. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, by the way, I don't know exactly what I said right before the break, but I remember my mother when she would get angry at me. Now, keep in mind, she was a little 5'1¼" Italian, and not just any Italian, Sicilian.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay. It all makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm leaning back in my chair now. Okay. I get it.
You get it?
Okay.
All right. Anyhow, my mother, and she was a, God bless her soul. She was a person. She had a good disposition. She had a good personality. She was not the smartest person in the world. But she was so dedicated as to what she did. I mean, imagine, James, back in the 60s, raising three children, housing and clothing them and doing all these things that you have to do for your children, doing that on $50 a week. You know, what kind of determination, what kind of stick-to-itiveness is that, you know, to raise
your... Your mom was Sicilian.
Sicilian.
And do you speak Italian?
I just know a few choice words that I can't repeat on air.
Okay. But did she
was her culture and did she raise you like an Italian?
No, no. We were flat out absorbed right into the culture here. Her parents came from the old country. She was the first born generation here in this country. And she didn't even, and in sort of a way, I regret that I did not learn Italian when I was a child, because she could speak it fluently. Her and her sister, I can remember my mother, and I can still remember the telephone on the wall. You know, I'm 5 years old. I can remember her going to that phone, dialing up her sister that lived a few miles away on a farm, and hello, Jenny, and then blah, 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 blah. I couldn't understand another word.
Huh.
But she... She was a saintly woman, I swear. But she had this thing, and I inherited it from her. You know, we understand that Italians, they gesture with their hands. I don't do that so much, but they are known for one thing, and that's a flaming hot red temper.
Okay? And passionate.
And passionate, and that is true. Now, my father, on the other hand, was half German and half Irish. So now are you starting to get a clearer picture?
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I understand. Always forgiven now.
Now, do you understand why I'm best suited to run this kind of network with a message that we have? It suits me perfectly. But at any rate, the whole point, I didn't want to give people my deepest, darkest secrets here, but my mother, she had a temper, but it would just be in abeyance until she could stand no more. And then she would just blow her top. And I can remember her looking at me, and she would say things like, well, God bless your teddy hole. You know, and for years and years and years, I would ask my mother, Mom, what's a teddy hole? So that was kind of a variant, what I said right before the break there about Mr. McCain. Let me jump out of this. You're not helping me get out of here. You're just sitting there laughing.
You're doing a whole confessional here. It's fascinating. Okay.
Controversy. Okay,
can you rewind? What about the $50? She said she'd do $50 a week or something.
No, she got paid $50 a week. Her entire monthly income. No, not to budget. That's what she was paid. I'm sure her budget was bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
But she managed to raise kids back in the 60s on $200 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, and I'm telling you, I mean, could you imagine? And I mean,
that today will maybe give you a tank of gas, maybe some groceries.
And you might be able to go to Wendy's for the 99-cent deal. You know, exactly. Or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, it was pretty amazing. Hey, tell you what, let's take a call here because I wanted to do this McCain story, and I don't want to interrupt this, so we will take Don in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Don.
Buongiorno. Hey, is there any truth to the description that Italians have round shoulders and flat foreheads?
Only.
Well, you know, what I was told one time is when you ask an Italian a question, they shrug their shoulders, and when you tell them the answer, they slap their forehead.
So I haven't seen that myself. So, to the people out there who have never seen my pictures, so I look like a slumped over pug dog, right? Flat face.
Oh, well, anyway, a little levity.
I'll tell you what my mother did do, though, and I can remember her doing this a couple of times, you know, with her little Italian temper. She would get really upset, and if she was doing dishes, the pots and the pans would fly. Luckily, I learned very quickly to duck. Never got hit. Now, I don't want to give the impression out there that my mother was a mad woman. She was not. I mean, she really was a saint. And that was part and parcel of her determination and her character makeup as to her stick-to-iveness, you know, raising kids, trying to deal with life, doing all that stuff. On the amount of money that she made, I mean, and it took incredible amount of patience and diligence. That's for sure. At any rate, Don, I'm sure you didn't call up to talk about my mother.
Well, yes, on to the purpose of the call.
Yes.
You were talking about banking, and I actually tried to refrain from this phone call, but I just couldn't help myself. I've got this book here from the Alexander Hamilton Institute that was copyrighted in 1961, and it talks about the history of banking.
Okay, hold that thought on the history of banking. We'll pick up exactly where you left off right after this break. James Martinez, John Stadtmiller, it is a Friday edition of Cash Flow, folks, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
We're back. Don, your book on Mr. Jackson.
Yes, it's quite a gem in the beginning of this book, John, and I've read and reread this, and I find it very interesting. It talks about the fact that if we don't remember the past, we're destined to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about the field of banking and the fact that over the millennia, everything's been tried at least once in some way, somewhere, and at some time. And it goes on to saying that, the eventual failures of the past are destined to be repeated and again if we don't pay attention. Well, hello. Anyway, he goes on, and the second portion of this goes on to talk about temple banking of the past. It says banking developed before there were ever banks or bankers. In fact, by the time of the promulgation of the famous Code of Hammurabi, about 2000 BC, the Babylonian temples had developed the basic banking function of lending and safekeeping as a profitable sideline. More specifically, they did a flourishing business in lending the gold, the silver, and other wealth that had been left with them for safekeeping. Their banking activities were undoubtedly profitable, as they charged as much as 1/60th of the deposit for the safekeeping, and they charged 20% interest compounded monthly for the loans. They thus collected twice, coming and going, on the same money, something no modern bankers has yet been able to do.
Well, and you know what? Fees in banking, that is one thing. And that is a normal course of doing business because, you know, somebody asked me one day, well, John, you know, geez, if they charge interest, they shouldn't even be able to charge fees. And I said, well, wait a minute. If you want to maintain private banking, and that this was what the conversation was around, I said, somebody's got to pay for the cost of the operation of the bank. And since the government doesn't print the money anymore, well, they do print the money, but it's controlled by the international banksters. But, you know, I said, you know, a fee, charging a fee, and you just mentioned 1/60th of a, what did you say, a percent?
Yes.
Yeah, 1/60th of a percent. That's not a bad thing, but the interest is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you said that, I hearken back a couple of years ago. I went to Washington, D.C. My wife had never seen, you know, Washington, never saw Congress or the White House or all the wonderful museums that line the malls and all that other stuff. And we went over to the Lincoln Memorial, and we're sitting on the front steps in front of the reflecting pool, the little Masonic reflecting pool, with the obelisk glaring into the pool. And I'm looking around to her. I said, you know, I said, architecture in Washington, D.C. is very, very interesting. I said, but if you look at the symbology that is all around Washington, D.C., I said, that harkens back thousands of years going back to Egyptian times. And, I'm sure that's why they have it there.
Exactly. You see, the word moneta is where we have borrowed and have developed the word money. And moneta is a pledge to the gods. Now, which gods? It's hard to say, but moneta is a pledge, either a life or a death pledge. And a mortgage, is the death pledge. So basically what we do with this monetary paper system is we pledge our life, our human energy is pledged, and the money system is nothing more than the tool to extract our human energy for the purposes of a few who have made themselves gods.
Or battery packs.
That is amazing. I did not know that.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well,
so basically, all we have with the credit cards and everything else is a continuation of moneta, or the pledging of our human energies to be extracted from us for the gain of a few.
Well, and you know what? It would make perfect sense. What is stamped all over our coinage and printed on all our bills? What does it say? In God we trust.
Right. See, so I look at it as a three-pronged fish hook that they hold up and they lure in front of us. One of the hooks is religion, the other hook is economics, and the other hook is politics. And if they don't get us with one of the hooks, the fail-safe is religion.
Well, I'll tell you what, you just described the Spear of Neptune, which is one of their gods.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Don, thank you.
You bet.
I appreciate it very much.
Bye-bye.
See, we got some pretty smart people out there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The extraction humans are just like battery packs for the energy packs for the banks. That's essentially what it is. Like just like the Matrix, the metaphor in the Matrix.
And imagine, James, a country, a land such as this, based on honest money. And it would be disappointing to some, because business would not be as you see it today. And what I mean by that is you would not see the major corporations that you see right now. You would see companies, but you wouldn't see the mega corporations capable of gobbling up competition on half of the planet, being so embedded into the respective governments of their countries, what you would have seen is not the landscape that you see today. You would not see the corporate monikers all over our football stadiums and on every street corner and driving down our freeways. It would not be like that. What it would be like is in this country, folks, prior to the emergence of these corporations, that's what America's landscape would look like. It would not be as big. The cities would not be as big as you see today. You would not see the symbology of the super rich and elite. You would not see the, you know, thousand story mega office complex towers and all that stuff. It would be a totally different landscape. And the thing about it is, folks, that you need to understand that there wouldn't be any boom or bust cycles. It would be a slow, sustained growth. And it would give you time to operate and to think, to logically plan. It would be slowed down almost to a snail's pace, but that is not a bad thing, because with everything else, with wealth, I mean, everything else grows up. You have more population explosion. You have a lot of things that become, in due course, almost, I don't want to use the term, and I don't want to imply here that having babies out there, folks, is a bad thing. But you have, in these boom and bust cycles, how do you support something that you helped to build, such as population? And then when you have one of these low cycles, like recessions and depressions, you know, that there are so many people out there they're not able to do for themselves. Well, if we didn't have this magical banking tour that we're on right now, it wouldn't be an issue.
Exactly.
It would not be an issue. We would have
allowed it. Public has allowed it.
Yeah, that is exactly right. But they have done it through their ignorance and their stupidity.
That's right.
I mean, folks.
But today, it's to me, if the flow of information is available and people have it toward, it's available. It's not a secret what we're saying, and it's not filtering through schools and through colleges, and it's not a topic of discussion that's taken seriously. I mean, we're losing.
Well, but the good thing to that is that there are many people waking up worldwide. When you hear coming out of Europe that there's groups of individuals or organizations that have started, or there's, you know, a lot of turmoil, they won't report this as to the real reasons why people are getting up in arms, is they are discovering the banking system and what it has done to them. Personally, what it has done to their economies, what it has done.
The only way I would have found out if I didn't get into a lot of trouble with the credit cards way in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and wondering how in the world I got 40 grand credit line when I was on a scholarship at Shoe Contracts, because I was a track and field scholarship, and I'm like, I wasn't winning anything on the road. I couldn't accept any money for doing anything during that time. Yet I had a $40,000 credit line, and I didn't know anything about anything. It was like, how could this possibly happen? $40,000, and I'm coming out of college, and unfortunately that turned into like $38,000 of credit card debt, and it's because of me having to go through that painful struggle to find a deal with it. Now, all the stuff with the collection agencies, all the stuff with judges, lawyers, what they do, the threats, the whole, I would never have found out. I mean, I definitely found out the hard way.
Well, and you know, that's like a lot of people that they don't appreciate life until they have a near-death experience.
There you go.
That's exactly right. So
you have that, you're definitely going to be different.
That's right. I mean, if you have a financial death impending over you, you know, once you get out of that hole, you appreciate finances and how to maintain and act responsibly with them. Absolutely. Exactly. And this,
now, Mr. McCain, I know I want to hear
Mr. McCain. Oh, gosh. I don't know which story to do first here. Yesterday, by the way, on the National Intel Report, I went over a very interesting subject matter about Mr. McCain and exactly his stay in the Hanoi Hilton in Vietnam, and that he did, and he was, folks, traitorous. Now, I don't want to get into the argument here of, you know, at what point would you break when you're being tortured? Well, it wasn't even that. A couple of days after Mr. McCain crashed in Vietnam, he'd only spent about 20 hours actually out there in his airplane and field operations in Vietnam. He was shot down, and he was pretty badly beat up. I mean, he was not in good shape. Well, because of his connections, because of his daddy, he was an admiral in the Navy. And, well, this guy got hospitalization right away. And then he turned, and he was actually doing propaganda for the North Vietnamese Army. And this is what the public does not know about this wonderful war hero. And by the way, there was a Distinguished Service Cross that was issued to him along with Silver Star and all that other stuff. But that Distinguished Flying Medal was the only one that he had coming to him. What they did with all the POWs, they hurled all these medals at him. Not because they were heroes, but they were captured. Now, having said that, he is being promoted as the war hero. You know, I mean, and it's disgusting. I mean, it really is. But at any rate, before I run out of time here, there is a controversy around Mr. McCain here and about his outreach director. John McCain's Hispanic outreach director, Juan Hernandez, has become an issue in the Republican presidential campaign because he has served in the Mexican government. Now, this is what the Washington Times is reporting. The week of the Florida campaign, McCain was asked about the situation but managed to tap dance his way out of answering directly. After Mexican President Vicente Fox was elected in 2000, he named the U.S.-born dual citizen Hernandez, a professor at the University of Texas in Dallas, in Richardson. I imagine the University of Texas at Dallas is in Richardson, Texas, to head the newly created cabinet-level presidential office for Mexicans abroad. This, in effect, made him Fox's and Mexico's American outreach director. The influential American began doing public relations work among the Mexicans living in Texas and elsewhere in the U.S., but the situation borders on explosive when the same man, a fellow supporter of amnesty and mass immigration, assumes an equivalent position in McCain's campaign. And why does McCain need a Hispanic outreach director unless it's to lure the Hispanic vote? The association alone trumpets again McCain's favorable tilt toward the New World Order's North American Union and the superhighway from Mexico to Canada through the heart of America. Now, question, why haven't you seen this in the mainstream press? Because McCain is currently the anointed Republican, a sense reinforced by the late January endorsement by the New York Times. He will continue to be as protected as President Bush has been. Nothing controversial affecting their own will be introduced to the public by the media, and anything uncovered by other candidates, well, it's just not going to. Who's going to go against John McCain and digging up the laundry? Is it going to be Hillary Clinton?
The old school money war banking thing, it's just a mess. I mean, I'm sorry he had to go through those things in Vietnam, and I know a lot of people respect him.
Yeah.
And he did serve his country, and he did all those things, and that is noble in itself, but come on. He doesn't have the brain capacity, and he's not a mathematician. If you can't figure out how to do mathematically clean up the mess with what he's doing right now, which he hasn't even spoken about, none of them have, why are we even talking? You know?
Well, let me get to the second part of this expose about Mr. McCain. The health care mess in the United States is top concern of voters. And Hillary wants national health care. And wait till the socialist gets into office. If she does get there, you're going to have it in your face, folks. And we'll be able to talk about that at a later date. But too many Americans find that despite their best efforts, they're unable to provide quality health care for their families. And there's a whole litany of reasons why that is, but I don't want to get down that rabbit hole today. Too many Americans live in fear that an illness might leave them destitute. Too many Americans spend years sacrificing to pay for skyrocketing premiums only to discover that when the need arises, their policies offer protections that are next to worthless. Now, most of us agree that it's simply not right that so many Americans sincerely trying their best to provide for their families are at the mercy of a bunch of greedy insurance companies, medical malpractice lawyers, health care corporations, and other profiteers that have used decades of influence in Washington to institutionalize their hold on the public jugular. Now, what
institutionalize?
Yeah,
you can say it any better. That's precisely right.
And what would Americans think then of a member of Congress who introduced legislation not to improve health care in the United States, but to improve health care in Mexico? Would you call him insane, drunk, unworthy of public office, maybe? What would Americans think, then, of a bill introduced in Congress that required federal agencies to come up with a plan not to expand health coverage in the United States, but to expand health care coverage in Mexico. Impossible, unthinkable, wildly irresponsible, you say?
It's yep.
Yeah, what would Americans think then? The motives of a senator who would not only introduce a bill to improve Mexico's health care system and extend coverage to a growing population of 120 million people, but gave health insurance companies the right to help devise the plan? Would you call that blatantly corrupt, grossly indifferent to the well-being of American people? How about downright treasonous? Well, unbelievable as it may seem, the Secure America and Orderly Immigration Act of 2005 contained a provision giving insurance companies the right to help devise a plan for extending U.S. health care to Mexico. Even more unbelievable, it's unbelievable, the senator who sponsored the bill is not on the verge of being thrown out of office for this odious piece of legislation. No, the senator who introduced the bill, Senator John McCain of Arizona, is on the verge of locking up the Republican nomination to be our next president. Hmm. Now, this...
The gates are open. That's scary.
I'm scary. I'm telling you. And, you know, in this country, they're still not talking on the mainstream news about the North American Union.
Of course. That's what I said earlier. The gates are open now. You know what I mean?
And which is enough right there. Forget about George Bush and his lying and doing all that stuff. Forget him trashing the economy, getting us so much further in debt. The man is guilty of treason. He should be tried today for his involvement with the North American Union. He was a key player in that. But guess who's up on next on the block, James, to take over where George Bush left off? You got it. John McCain. Oh, my gosh. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Folks, we're back. Let's go to Mark in Ohio. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Good afternoon there, John. How are we doing?
We're doing well.
Hey, this thing with John McCain, I'm surprised I've never heard this brought up before. He was born in the Panama Canal Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the time, that was not a U.S. territory. In fact, we had lease rights, not territorial rights.
So...
which means he's not a natural-born citizen.
Well, he's just a global kind of a guy.
Give me my global club. We'll make it final. No.
Well, and do you believe that nobody has brought this up about Ron Paul? Even Ron Paul hasn't mentioned anything about this.
Yeah, I'm really shocked because I just I've been researching this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the 14th Amendment, Section 1 actually defines natural-born citizen by stating, quote, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside.
So he wasn't even born in a state. He wasn't even born in the United States.
That's right. That's correct.
So does this make him ineligible for the presidency?
Oh, I would say it does, according to the Constitution.
Whoa.
Yeah, nothing's been brought up about that at all. That's an extremely important point.
Oh, that tells me I've got to have a serious conversation with Mr. Ron Paul.
Absolutely. Like I said, his mom and his dad, when they married on January 21st, 1933, they got married in Caesar's Bar in Tijuana, Mexico.
I'll tell you what. Do me a favor, if you would, Mark.
Yeah.
I want my producer to get your phone number, and I'll be in touch with you to gather more information to present it to the Paul campaign.
Sure. I'd like to do that.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that right there. Wow.
Okay. Oh, well, I'll tell you, Mark. I'll tell you what. Hang on. She'll get your information, and I appreciate this call very much.
Hey, no problem. I figured you would because I had seen this, and I'm like, wow, nobody else is bringing this up, you know?
Well, I didn't know about it, but now we do.
There you go.
All right, Mark. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, hang on there.
Big marker right there. Ooh. That's Ron. That's a good little piece to use right there for Ron.
Well, I'll tell you, things are, it was looking pretty dark here for the Ron Paul campaign for a little while.
Any news on what their next move is?
Not yet. There has been a deafening silence about it. He has 42 delegates so far, which is not really good. But... the good news is that Mitt Romney dropped out, so there's only him, Mr. Huckleberry, and Mr. McCain, which is going to give him more face time and more air time during these debates.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what, I think Ron needs to take the gloves off and quit being so much
of a gentleman.
If he takes
the gloves off, it's over. Over. Finished. If he does it right. If he does it right and takes the gloves off, it will be people will get what they really want.
Could
really
you imagine him going up against Hillary Clinton in a debate?
Oh, it'd be ugly. Sure, it could destroy her career if he does it right.
Well, and
it could destroy everything for her.
Well, and I'll tell you what. Here's the thing, folks, about being a politician in the United States is that you're dirty as yesterday's laundry. I mean, and it's unfortunate. And I don't like dirty campaigning or mudslinging, but let me tell you something, folks. When you speak fact about a person's character and their past deeds, that's not right. Mudslinging. That's exposing who the person really is to assume the highest office of this land. That's not dirty politics. That's getting honest people and setting a standard to get those people into positions of power for the benefit of the American people, not against their interest.
Exactly.
Hey. James,
yes.
I will call you right after the program, sir,
right,
and we will see all of you right here, same time, same bat channel, on Monday. We'll see you then. Thanks for joining us, folks. All right.